Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the new performance hall and the musicians launching season two at sfjazz.org.
Magic spell you cast. This is Lavian Rosa. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see Lavian Rosa. Yes, when you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to time into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be, yes, Lavian Rose.
That's kind of a playful version of La Vie en Rose, as done by Annette Cohen and Friends from her CD Claroscuro. The Friends here included Wycliffe Gordon, the trombonist, with Jason Lindner piano, Joe Martin bass, and Daniel Friedman on drums, Annette Cohen on clarinet. And she's one of the artists who's going to be appearing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend coming up the last week of the month. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to some of the artists appearing at Jazz Port Townsend this year. Annette Cohen is going to be performing on Friday evening concert, leading her quartet at that time. And on the same bill is Bria Schoenberg, who we met recently on a previous edition of Jazz Northwest. Bria Schoenberg is a trumpet player originally from Chilliwack, B.C., now making her home in New York City. Just had a nice note from her last week saying she's looking forward to being there and will be recording her performance for an upcoming Jazz Northwest show. So that's on the ticket. We'll be up there recording again this next year. This will be over 25 years that we've recorded annually at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend and brought you some highlights from those concerts here on Jazz Northwest. Coming up here is a tune from Bria Schoenberg, who's heard here on trumpet, and an original composition of hers dedicated to and named for her hometown, Chilliwack Cheer.
Thank you.
That was Stefan Harris on Vibes, leading his group in one of his own compositions, the title tune from the album African Tarantella. And Stefan Harris was on Vibes and Xavier Davis piano, Derek Hodge bass, Terion Gully on drums, and Steve Ture and Drummond, former Seattle resident, on flute, Greg Tardy clarinet. Nice group throughout. And African Tarantella. Stefan Harris is going to be performing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend this year. He's going to be on the Saturday afternoon set playing with the Clayton Brothers at that time. Before that, we were listening to Bria Skånberg, whose sextet is going to be playing on the Friday evening concert, opening up Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend evening concerts on the main stage on the 26th. And she's going to be joined by Wycliffe Gordon at that time on trombone. And he was also heard with her here on this recording of a tune called Chilliwack Cheer. Bria Skånberg on trumpet with her group and also doing the vocal on that tune. More than a little New Orleans flavor to that one. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here today. We're listening to some of the artists who are appearing at the upcoming Jazz Port Townsend Festival, which takes place the end of the month, the last weekend of July, as always, Friday and Saturday. I want to mention some other things going on around the Seattle area today and looking ahead to next week. Morty Ferber is playing for Jazzscapes in West Seattle at 3 this afternoon. Gail Pettis sings at the Marine View Church in Tacoma at 5. The Jazz Police Big Band play at Tula's this afternoon at 3. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra there tonight at 8. Neil Welch hosts the Racers sessions tonight, and the Kevin McCarthy session is at Darrell's Tavern in Shoreline. Kenny Mandel plays at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood this evening, and Trish Hans and Phil are at Bakes Place in Bellevue. Danny Kolke Trio's at Boxley's in North Bend. Coming up on Monday, the Royal Room Collective at the Royal Room, Entre Mundos at the Scarlet Tree. Tuesday, the Eastside Jazz Club presents the Mojo Big Band at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. Josh Deutz, the trumpet player, returns to Seattle to play a gig at the Royal Room. Roadside attractions at Tula's and the Owl Jam with Eric Verlinde and Jose Martinez. Wednesday, Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto and Chris Stover will play at the Royal Room, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill, and Dimitri Matheny, flugelhorn player, returns with a quartet at Tula's. Pancho Sanchez opens a four-night engagement at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. Nick Manson returns to lead a trio at Tula's on Thursday. And Evan Florey Barnes plays at the Sea Monster on 45th in Wallingford. Bernie Jacobs' trio plays at the Ship Canal, and Morty Ferber trio will be at Boxley's, while Andre Thomas plays an outdoor evening concert at PLU. Jovino Santos Neto plays at Vito's on Friday night. Stephanie Porter sings at Tula's and Katie Bourne at the Sorrento Hotel's Fireside Room. And coming up next weekend, Kevin Mahogany will be doing a pair of Jazz Vox house concerts in Seattle on Saturday and on Camano Island on Sunday afternoon for Jazz Vox. For more information and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU Jazz calendar. Also, earshot.org has a very complete listing, and there's also the SeattleJazzScene.com for daily updates. We'll continue here with some more music by some of the artists who are appearing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, and we'll hear a song by Renee Marie, one of her own original songs.
I love a drummer with a hard rim shot. It makes me tingle when he hits that spot. Sometimes he teases me and makes me wait, but he knows I gotta have it when we start out the gate. You know that I walk a country mile just for him to give me that pipe and a hot, the megawatt. hot while the iron is hot. Rim shot, because the bass starts walking and then the piano comes. Come on. Now we're on a bonafide a rim shot rum. He hits that tom, the shot cuts through. When he does that, ain't but one thing left to do, and that's grin like a mother when I hear that. Well, soothes my troubled spot, and my you know what. He let me not. It don't matter as long as I got whip shot. Those sticks in his hand, you should see him. Starts playing a rim shot like a natural bone man. It makes me scream. You see what I mean? Get it cool, get it hot, get it both ways when you got the. Honey, you don't know squat if you ain't hip to that rim shot. Night. Sweet spot.
The Clayton Brothers Ensemble and guests from the album The Gathering in a piece called The Happiest of Times, with John Clayton on bass and Jeff Clayton on alto sax. Terrell Stafford was the trumpet player, Gerald Clayton on piano, and Obed Calvert on drums. And the guests were Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, making his third appearance on today's show, and Stefan Harris on vibes. Stefan Harris is going to be playing with the Clayton Brothers on the Saturday afternoon concert, opening up the Saturday afternoon concert at Jazzport Townsend on the 27th of this month. And before that, we were listening to Renee Marie and one of her own songs, and that was from her album called Black Lace Freudian Slip. She's a very talented songwriter, and we heard her doing a tune called Rim Shot. That was Quentin Baxter providing the rim shots behind Renee Marie, and music from her CD. Renee Marie is going to be joined by Sachal Vasandani and the two vocalists singing on Saturday afternoon, backed by George Cables, Chuck Dierdorf, and Joe LaBarbera on the 27th at Jazzport Townsend. Also on that Saturday afternoon bill is the Festival Big Band, which this year is going to be doing a tribute to Quincy Jones. And it's going to be led by Clarence Acox and features all kinds of wonderful Northwest players and a few guests like Gary Smullyan and Jigs Wiggum and various others. So it's going to be a good show Saturday afternoon at Jazzport Townsend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon. And we're previewing some of the artists who are appearing at Jazzport Townsend the last weekend of the month. For more about the festival, see their website at centrum.org/jazz. Next up, we're going to be listening to a couple of groups that are performing on Saturday evening, the 27th. First, the wonderful duo of Cyril Aimé and Diego Figueiredo, voice and guitar, just the two of them, and they are wonderful together. They've recorded together a self-produced album that's really a treat, and they perform regularly at Birdland in New York City. They made one earlier appearance in this area when they were at Jazz Alley earlier this year. Great performers, and if you enjoyed Luciano Souza and Romero Lubambo at an earlier Jazzport Townsend, you're sure to enjoy Cyril Aimé and Diego Figueiredo.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me. Oh, Gingy, like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy, happy Gingy. Oh, each day, yes I do, yes I do. I'd love to go away if you take me with you, don't you know, Gingy? I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. Happy Gingy. Thank you. for each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd love to go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you.
My Gingy.
A lot of energy in that one, for sure. That's Anthony Wilson's Nonet, and a tune titled The Power of Nine. I love these little big bands. Not quite a big band, but too big to be a combo. Lots of opportunities there for some nice arrangements, and plenty of solos as well. Power of Nine. Anthony Wilson's Nonet is going to be performing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend as the final gig on the main stage on Saturday night, the 27th. And before that, Surreal M.A. and Diego Figueredo, the duo. They'll open up the evening concert. We heard a tune from their album together titled Smile, and we heard them doing the Jobim tune, Jinji. Great duo. Some wonderful music coming up at Jazzport Townsend this year. Looking forward to being there to record and bring you some of that music in upcoming weeks. But for the full experience and surround sound and 3D, be sure to be there in the auditorium at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. That's coming up the last weekend of the month, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, plus jazz in the clubs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Lots of good places to go for jazz. Lots of world-class talent up close and personal in small, intimate surroundings. One change this year, we're sad to note, is that the upstage is no more. Dispute between longtime tenant there who has been operating the upstage and the owner of the building has caused the club to remain closed after what was to have been a two-week remodeling event, and it's not going to be operating for Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. Meanwhile, the events that were scheduled to appear at the upstage both prior to the festival and during the festival are moving over to the American Legion Hall. So George Cable's, always a mainstay at the upstage, is going to be at the American Legion Hall on Friday and Saturday nights. Big change. That's a long-standing tradition. But at any rate, all the musicians are still appearing, and just some change in venues. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We have only a few minutes left, and for that we're going to be listening to some music from the Nick Manson Trio. This is from a live concert at Sacred Grounds. Nick Manson is a pianist who formerly lived and worked around the Seattle area, very popular with singers and as a sideman as well as leading his own groups. He's heard here with a trio, and he's going to be back in town next Thursday to play a gig at Tula's. Here it's John Sims on bass and Wes Anderson on drums joining Nick Manson in the tune, beautiful tune, written by Paul Desmond called Wendy. Thank you. Nice playing and nice tune, too. I've always liked that tune since Paul Desmond first recorded it on one of his own albums a long time ago. It's called Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. Paul Desmond tune played here by the Nick Manson Trio. Nick on piano, Wes Anderson on drums, John Sims on bass. Nick Manson leads a trio at Tula's next Thursday night. Speaking of Tula's, we were just there last Thursday night recording Joe Locke, Tom Marriott Quartet. Really a wonderful evening of music, and we're going to bring you some highlights from that next week here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie, and hope you've enjoyed our Jazz Northwest for today, and stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.